TFL on Tape. This episode of TFL on Tape was first released 10 years ago in 2014. The story is The Cube Life, written by Sean Sweeney, and was read by Tim Montoya as part of the Sculpted Word radio show out of Barnard College. The Cube Life originally appeared in the summer 2003 issue and begins with the first line, "The view from up here is incredible and makes me feel blank." Sean filled in the blank with the word trapped. 10 years ago, we were celebrating the 10th anniversary of our first radio appearance and the publication of Workers' Right, More Tales from the Cubicle, in which The Cube Life was reprinted. Today, we are celebrating the new issue of Workers' Right, Further Tales from the Cubicle, the third in our series that is 20 years in the making, and we thought this replay episode of TFL on Tape would be perfect for the occasion. We hope you enjoy.
The view from up here is incredible, and it makes me feel trapped. Trapped like a mouse, hugging wall after wall in search of cheese, in a cubed office maze. I have to get out. Out of this cubicle. Out of this office. Out of this life. I walk into this maze daily and sit at my desk, never noticing the layered cubed city that stretches from end to end of the office. Why I stand on my chair, now that I'm up here, escapes me. The horizon of this city of right angles is incredible, and steals the reason of why I climbed my chair. There are no lights above my desk, needing the extra height to be changed. There is no tall shelf that I cannot reach standing on the floor. Something pulls me to stand on my chair today, wanting to open me to a different view that I have never mapped. I watch colleagues scurry through the halls, heads down, late for a meeting or rushing to get a package sent. Some playing with their Palm Pilots near the water cooler, others fighting over the copier and slapping the printer, the office orchestra, fingers striking keyboards, phones ringing, fax machines moaning, desk drawers sliding, human clatter. Rise above the cubed walls and I feel like the conductor, standing above it all, although not directing as much as listening, watching. 4:38 p.m. I am leaving early. I must. Taking a left out of my cube, I turn left at the end of my hall, another left a few steps later, and after a quick right, I near freedom. Only another right turn around the last section of cubes, I can exit the office, but a plate of donuts in the break room catches my eye. Turning into the break room, these donuts delay my mission, but finding this room is a minor success. I grab my favorite, a chocolate-covered donut with sprinkles, off the plate and bite down. Stale! My liberty delayed for a stale donut, probably left over for some upper management meeting. That's what they do. They hide things in this maze, keeping me here longer than I should, leaving minor benefits here and there to stimulate my senses, and when I should be finding a way out, I'm biting down on a stale donut. I have to get out. The exit is 15 efficient steps away from the break room. I see the escape. Sun rays sneak through the front door, leaving a breadcrumb-like trail of light to fresh air. I push the two entrance doors apart. Outside, the air brings life to my lungs. Turning toward the office, I realize two things, one that is happy and one that is sad. Both never contemplated until today. Happy that I am free to leave this place, that I have the intelligence to find my way out. Sad that the years have left me here. And unlike the mouse that learns, I always return and begin navigating the maze, hitting the same walls again and again, over and over, day after day.
The Cube Life was written by Sean Sweeney and read by Tim Montoya. The story appeared in Volume 5, Issue 2 of The First Line, was reprinted in Workers' Right, More Tales from the Cubicle, and was read in 2004 on the Sculpted Word radio show out of Barnard College. This episode of TFL on Tape, number 42, originally appeared in 2014. Tune in next time for a new episode of TFL on Tape.